Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
Now, just very, very briefly here, just before we get into Kristen here and her moral question, I want to let Atlanta know, I am really not happy. I'm really not happy with the amount of Cybertrucks I am now starting to see on the streets of Atlanta. They're starting to multiply, you guys. Yeah, I thought at some point or another I'd have some kind of influence in shaming people from buying. It has had the reverse effect.
I would like to retract any negative statement I have said about Cybertrucks up until now, because I was out for a walk in Chastain Park the other day. And of course, I usually go around like 6 p.m. when it's kind of cooled down, but now it's pitch black at 6 p.m. And as I was walking to the park, I noticed some headlights headed towards me. I was like, that doesn't look like a car. That looks like a spaceship. And lo and behold, it was a Cybertruck driving by. And you know what? I have to say, it looked pretty cool.
Come on.
Like that
we
one
can never
stream.
Be friends.
Oh, it was sick.
I'm with Abby. I'm starting this off into.
What is the matter with you people?
I see at least one every day. And they're starting to grow on me. Tired of the silver ones, but when it's a different color, it's kind of cool.
I do think it's a great marketing tool because it's going to catch your eye every time. Wrap it, slap a logo on the side of it, great. But as far as your everyday car, no, we can't have this, man. The only thing that I'm taking some kind of comfort in is that I was in Florida last week, and there are so many more D-bags in Florida than there are Atlanta driving these things. Can we just please stop around Atlanta? We're better than that.
All right, so I came across this story on mindset.therapy, and it's a moral question I want to ask you guys. Is she morally in the right, or is she morally in the wrong?
You have come to the right place, a studio filled with morally righteous people that have the answer for you.
And also, a secondary question for Bert and Mo, if you are concussed and you forget something, do you feel it's the responsibility of the person you're dating to reveal said information, okay?
Okay.
That's where we're going here. So the story goes, after a breakup, a woman ended her relationship with her boyfriend. The following day, he suffered a concussion resulting in memory loss that erased the breakup from his recollection. Unaware of the separation, he continued to reach out to her. 7 months later, they reunited and eventually married, with the woman choosing not to inform him about their prior breakup. This unique situation highlights the complexities of memory and relationships. So the fact that she did not disclose prior to his concussion that she had broken up with him, and then they ended up getting married, is that information you should or should not disclose? Is she morally in the right or morally in the wrong? I know, right?
That's a good one. That's a very good one. Yeah, I think she's morally in the wrong. And if I'm the guy, I would want to know. Just because I feel like I want to have all of the information that is that you have myself, so that when we go into this, we're going into this from the same playing field.
This is going to work itself out, because it's not like he woke up a different person. So they broke up for a reason. Now, he has forgotten that because of his concussion. But at some point or another, they're going to have the same problems that they had before. So they're going to break up either way. She's just postponing it for a little while.
So what I've learned about power dynamics in relationships is that it's not always like an age thing or like a hierarchy thing in a workplace. Sometimes it can be just if somebody has more experience or has more knowledge than you. And for this relationship to now kick off on this kind of foot, there's a weird power dynamic to where she has all of the information of their relationship and all of like this context that he doesn't have. So I feel like I have to come to his defense and say that this is morally wrong because she has the upper hand in this relationship that he doesn't have the context for.
So yeah, Jenna and Mitchell Brotherson got married September 4th, 2020 in Draper, Utah. 7 months before they wed, Jenna broke up with Mitchell, who sustained a concussion the next day and didn't remember their conversation.
Wow.
When Jenna asked to get back together with Mitchell the month after his ski accident, she realized he had no clue they weren't together.
Now she broke up with him.
After he hurt himself, I guess she was like, the pain she felt from seeing him hurt, she was like, no, I want to be with this man. So she has a conversation. He's like, what are you talking about? We're not broken up. Mm-hmm. So now fast forward, obviously, because People Magazine did this article. He's obviously aware of what transpired, but yeah, no, they got married and then she came clean.
Yeah. This is never going to last. It's still temporary. You know, she had this like shakeup of, oh my God, I could have lost him, right? That's only going to last so long.
It is awfully convenient for her, though. You go to somebody and say, I'm sorry that I broke up with you. And they go, what? You go, never mind. So anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty unique circumstances.
It is.
All right, Amber, did we almost lose you the other day?
Yes, just about. I was involved in a hit and run accident. I was the person who was hit and somebody else ran. And so pretty much what was happening, I was in Forest Park because I live in the Clayton County area. Mm-hmm. I was on the south side. South side, as they say. And they don't say that. But they don't say that.
Only people who don't live in the south side say it like that.
I think it's very funny that you're representing the south side with your Bucky's hat on.
Thank you. So I was in Forest Park, which is near like the farmers market and the DDS where you get your driver's license, and in the area there was a turn in on 275. You can either turn on 275 north or you can go south. It kind of splits. I already knew where I wanted to go, so I'm in the lane 475 north to get to work. Okay, this is like 5 o'clock in the morning. This dude, I'm trying not to curse because he's such a he's in a gray pickup truck and he's in the 75 southbound lane to go. Turns out he's in the wrong lane. So he decides, instead of turning on his blinker to let me know that he's coming over, speed up, cuts me off and realize he's too close to the vehicle in front of him, slams on brakes. Okay. So now I hit him from behind.
Oh man!
After a second, literally maybe a second, then he speeds off.
Shut up.
Speeds off.
This guy.
And we're talking about like 5:30 in the morning. So we got some traffic going into Atlanta. So now I'm like, well, should I call the cops? There's no point because I don't know his license plate. I don't know what he looks like. I'm not even sure if it was a dude, if I'm being honest with you. And so I'm kind of like, and now there's traffic building up behind me because I'm feeling like maybe I should pull over, but there's nothing I can do. So I decided to just go to work. But then I realized he goes 75 north and I'm going the same direction.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
That's how beef started on
Netflix. Yeah, bro. Yeah, I know, right?
This is stuff you ain't learned nothing.
That's the Netflix show, yeah.
So in my defense, I didn't finish the series. Yeah. So I'm not speeding down the highway because I don't want to hit anything else. Now I'm kind of rattled, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm now looking for every freaking gray pickup truck I see is him in my mind. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm looking for this guy. And then I think I see him. And the reason I think it was him is because once he realized, I guess he noticed my car, he immediately exited. So I could not get like a photo. And honestly, even if I had the time to get the photo, it would have been dangerous because I had to hold my phone. Yeah.
I in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm following that person.
Yes.
And I'm, but then I'd be like, but what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And like, what, because people are like so unhinged these days, especially when it comes to road rage. And I'm like, who knows what that person would do once you caught up with them.
100% agree.
And I've got pretty bad road rage, or I used to, as calmed down. But in my 20s, I was the person who would get out of the car.
Yeah.
And I don't do that anymore. I got into one altercation with that in college. Haven't had it since. But I, you know, my mama didn't raise a fool, but apparently I didn't pay attention to how she was raising me because I was doing stupid things. But Atlanta drivers are the worst. I've lived in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Everybody complains about that. ATL drivers, far worse.
Hey, if you're gonna,
far worse.
Hey, we want to be number one, right? You never want to be number two in anything. It's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moto Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prizes. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.